Welcome to Season 2 of Coping Kit for Everyday Life. I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Michelle. This season's theme is change. Together, we will explore tools for coping with the ordinary and the extraordinary changes in life. Hi, Genevieve.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. I am excited today to talk about this new topic as we're talking about coping kit for everyday life during times of change. And we're going to talk about emotional freedom tapping. And this is an exciting topic for me because back in 2020 was the first time I actually ever heard of tapping, or, you know, I've seen it people do, but I didn't quite know what it was. So it's really this mind-body method where you're actually tapping the different acupressure points on your body using your hand and using your face in different parts of your body. And I was actually introduced to by a fellow coach who was telling me, oh, have you ever tried tapping? Because I was just really stressed out at work and different things were happening. I was like, what is this tapping thing? I don't really know. So I kind of went online, thank God for Google, and I actually found tapping solutions and learned a little bit more about tapping and how to do it. And actually, the great thing about it was that it was something so simple. So it's like you can tap on, like we can do it together. So we're going to pretend we're tapping, like tapping actually on our forehead is one point that we do it. And then we kind of do it on the other side of our head here. And then we actually can do it under our eyes and under our nose. And you tap these different acupressure points. And the great thing about it is that it's been proven that it actually lowers stress, the stress hormone cortisol. And it can help you in a lot of different ways. It can help you. For me, I use it for sleep. I use it to kind of, you know, energize myself. I use it at the start of my day at work. You can use it for anxiety, pain. There's so many different ways that tapping can be useful for you and is supportive for you. And a great thing about it is like you have everything you need with you at all times, because you're just really, you're tapping on these different pressure points on your body. And I think it's a great thing that you can actually do when we're thinking about change. So for me, I think it's been helpful at work. So I used to actually do it at the start of the day to kind of center myself and kind of, you know, could also like kind of shift. They have one because I use this tapping solutions app. And they have like, you know, you can change your day to have a great day. So they kind of shift you. So like if you start off, you know, I don't know, sometimes you wake up like, oh, I'm tired, this and that or whatever. And you're kind of already setting yourself up to not have a great day. It's like you can do a tapping session where it can kind of like change that around for you. So it's been just really useful. And I think it was a great thing to talk to about with our audience today. And oddly enough, you know, I was thinking about tapping all week long. I actually listened to, they had a whole tapping summit. So I actually listened to your last 8 days, Nick and Jessica, Alec Ortner for the Tapping Solutions. And I did all these different tapping. I did something on peace, you know, kind of like having peace of mind. There was one actually was talking about tapping on your family members. Sometimes you have family members that you just, you know, have difficulty and challenges getting along with, how to tap through that. So many different things. But what was so interesting, it's like funny how things come together. I happened to be at work and I happened to be training a new employee and the patient was going to get a procedure. And the nurse was saying, oh, this patient's going to get a procedure, yada, yada, yada. She's really anxious. Maybe you could teach her how to tap. I was like, what? You know, like it was the first time that I actually had a nurse actually talk about that. She goes, Shan, and she could actually, you know, while she's getting this procedure done, you know, her hands are going to be free. So if she wants to just simply tap on her forehead, that can be something that you can teach her. And my team members like tapping, what's tapping? I don't understand what that is. And I explained to her what it was. And I was showing her like, this is how you can actually do it. So with the patient, she was, you know, prepping the patient. And she goes, oh, what is that tapping thing you were talking about? So I shared with the kid. It was like, if you want to try this, this is how you can do it. You can simply just tap on your forehead while you're getting this done and taking a deep breath. So, you know, it's funny, like I didn't even think about, like, you know, how this could be incorporated into work. Because in my previous organization, we actually did do a little bit of that with kids, but it was the first time it was actually mentioned at my new place. So again, something that you could also teach children as well.
Well, I love any technique that you can do for yourself, right? So whether you're a child or the parent of a child or just your own self, anything that gives you the tools to be able to support your own body and your own mind, right? So, and we've talked about this with Reiki, right? Like Reiki was another one, like this idea that you can give Reiki to yourself. We taught children to do Reiki for themselves, right? That there's a sense of empowerment in that. And just the fact that this nurse said to this child, like, to you guys could teach her to do this, that there's also a real sense of empowerment in that kid feeling like, oh, I can do this tapping and manage my own stress. And she has a sense of control about what she's doing, right? That you're just giving that back to her, which is all very childlife-y of us, right? Like this idea of giving kids control. So this is really interesting. I have to admit, I don't know a ton about tapping. I was exposed to it a number of years ago. I was at something in the city, and I can't remember the name of the place where I was or what I was doing there, why I had gone to this particular event. And one of the things that they mentioned was tapping. And it was the first time I had ever heard about emotional freedom technique. And for a really long time, or a long time ago, I used to have like a document that gave all the points to tap. And as I've gotten older and learned more about, you know, the parasympathetic nervous system and our autonomic nervous system and our reaction, our body's reactions to stress, and that tapping is, you know, along the meridians of acupuncture points, right, of our body, that all kind of comes together for me, and why it works in helping our bodies to regulate the stress so that we can bring our nervous system back online, right? Or to re-regulate what has become dysregulated, right? Mm-hmm. So I love this idea of tapping, but I will admit it's not something that I know a ton about. So I'm super excited to just sort of learn along with our listeners today from you also. I mean, I've got the website up, so I'm looking at it, you know, sort of reading as you're talking and learning more about it as we go.
So yeah, definitely, you know, we're going to put on the show notes about the website, you know, Tapping Solutions, one that I use. So we're going to recommend that. And it actually will show you the video on like how to tap and the different points that you would tap on, the different meridian points. So definitely that's available to you as well. And then, you know, what I like about tapping, for example, is you can tap on a feeling. So like if you're feeling anxious, or if you, you know, say you want, you know, tap, like I tap for energy. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm exhausted. So tapping to get energy, you know, I use it for sleep as well. So it's pretty simple. And what I like about it is that when you start off, you kind of, oh, like, let's pick something. We'll pick something. What is the feeling that we want to tap on? Do we want to tap on, I don't know, inner peace? Do we want to tap on joy? Do we want to tap energy? Like, what is a feeling?
Oh, I like inner peace. I'm always looking for inner peace.
Inner peace. So yeah, we're going to play around with this. So we'll do inner peace. So first thing what I like is that they ask, you know, where are you feeling when it comes to inner peace, you know, from a 1 to a 10. So 1, maybe you're not feeling it at all. And 10, you know, you're feeling more of it because this is something you want to get. So like if you're feeling, you know, so in your mind, you don't have to say what your number is. You think about what your number is. So you start off there. And then what you start is you start to the karate chop point, which is right here on the side of your hand. And you start at that point. And then you could, you know, talk about them. Right now, I'm not feeling peace. You know, I want to feel peace right now, you know, and I love and accept myself. So you really want to also, whatever you're feeling, just want to acknowledge it and that you love and accept yourself, that you're having that feeling. So right now, you know, I'm feeling a little bit tired and I'm seeking inner peace, but I love and accept myself. And you continue on, you know, right now I'm, you know, seeking to feel more inner peace, but I just don't feel it right now, but I love and accept myself. You know, love and accept myself. And then you continue on. So we'll do a our forehead. So right now, you know, I'm wishing to feel inner peace, but right now I'm feeling drained and I'm feeling a lot of different emotions and I'm not feeling inner peace, but I love and accept myself. And then you continue on and you would do the side and you say, you know, I'm trying to, you know, tap into my inner peace, but right now I just don't feel it. I'm feeling a little lost, but I love and accept myself. And you continue on and you do the different points. So then you could do, you know, underneath your eye. You know, when I feel inner peace, I feel, you know, a sense of joy. And I want to feel that sense of joy right now. If I can envision feeling that sense of joy, what it would feel like? What would that feel like? And you can say in your head what that would feel like to yourself. you know, I'm wanting to sense that inner peace right now. And whatever you would fill in the blank. If I was to feel that inner peace, what would that feel like? So we're tapping on our chin at this point, on me, underneath our mouth. If I was to feel that inner peace, this is what I feel right now. Then another point is on our chest. And we tap on our chest. And that's another point. And we do that one. And then the next one is up here, which is on the top of our forehead. And then we continue on. And we would continue that. And we would continue to do it for several cycles. And really just talking about like what would that desire, what that inner peace is. And you could do that for like probably like 4 or 5 cycles. And then at the end, you kind of want to rate yourself and see where you are. So maybe you started out, you feeling you were at a 4, but maybe at the end you're feeling like a 6 because you feel more of that inner peace. But it really does work. So just to kind of give like our audience, if you're watching, you'll be able to kind of see that. But again, because we have some audience members who are going to be seeing this and some audience members who are going to be listening. So again, just kind of went over what the different points are. But then I definitely would suggest that you would go online and kind of look and you can actually learn about the different points and actually be able to see it. Someone actually tapping. But it's just a really great, like I said, it's a great tool to use that like, I feel like I could start off feeling one way and I feel a shift. And sometimes you may not feel a shift and that's okay. You can come back and tap on that at another point. But it was really interesting to me from the first time that I started tapping, that first session, I felt something different. I felt a shift. And I think that was what really just brought me in to continue to do it. So it's something that I try to do on a regular basis. It's definitely something for me. I'm one of those people who have we call mid-insomnia. I fall asleep right away. No problem. But I'll wake up and I'll start to have racing thoughts. So I do like a quieting, you know, quieting the racing thoughts, tapping meditation. But I find it like really helps just to kind of help to like quiet the racing mind and then be able to fall back to sleep.
Is this something that is like, it's cumulative, like I need to do this every day? Or can it be like, oh, I'm feeling really anxious, I'm going to tap right now?
Yeah, I think it's in the moment. It doesn't matter like cumulative at all. And it's the great thing is like, you know, when you're feeling those feelings that you can just, you know, tap in the moment and do it. And a lot of times, you know, it's funny, like you can actually be tapping and half the time people won't even know what you're doing. Sometimes I'll be like at a meeting and I'm like.
That's like at the Reiki, I used to do that.
You know, or, you know, you could be like gently, you know, tapping your chest. Someone would unhear your karate point. No one's, if you feel like, okay, you don't want to say, but even if you did it, people probably wouldn't even notice what you were doing anyway. Or if you notice someone, I'm like, oh, they're tapping. But I think it's one of those things that like I wouldn't let that stop you. And, you know, we're child special. So I definitely want to give some time to talk about kids. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great thing you can teach kids. There's a really good book that we're going to put on for the show notes that, you know, kind of does the pressure points, but they do it, you know, showing different animals. And this is like the karate chop point. And they'll show the different points to kids in a fun way. So it's definitely something you could teach your kids. I had one of my team members who actually, because what we were doing at the hospital at the time was that they were donating the books to hospitals during COVID. So we got a whole bunch of them. And one of my team members were teaching staff members how to tap and then gave them a book. And then they could take the book home to then be able to do with their children. And, you know, I had one team member who, you know, tells me like, how she actually does it with her son. And that's how he, that's part of his bedtime now. Ooh. That he taps before he goes to bed. I've had team members who talk about like, you know, they'll have this kid tap when they're at the doctor, if they're like, you know, about to get a shot or an injection or something like that, that they're really nervous about. So really, you know, we can teach this to kids, you know, even like, so kids have stressful days too. So you can teach kids about like how they can do this when they're stressed. And the great thing about it is, you can teach it to them and they could do it on their own. They won't actually, once they know the different spots, or even if they just know one spot that really helps them, that they can be doing that. You know, think about, I always think about like, this could be a, like a tapping world. Like if everybody was tapping, it'd be great. You know, like before your test, you know, you're sitting in the classroom, the teacher started a tapping session to get those kids tapping. If they're feeling the test anxiety,
right?
As a kid, like, okay, I'm getting nervous about this test, or I'm about to have the speech, or whatever, like they just literally started tapping on the different points. I think you would see such a difference in people. Just that empowerment of like, I have something here that I can do to help myself. And I really don't need anyone to do it for me.
I agree. And I think often, especially for kids who have chronic illness, that they're always on the receiving end of people always caring for them. So being able to do something that is within their own control and how they want to use it and when they feel they can use it, I think is always a really important tool and something to give people. And I think even as child life specialists, as parents, you know, people that working in, you know, we live in a stressful world. And if we have a simple tool that we can implement anywhere, anytime, you know, just like you described, sitting in a meeting, no one's going to question that you're like, oh, you know, I'm just thinking of something, you know, like if you don't want to share or you can share, right? Mm-hmm. Even in the other day, because I knew we were going to be talking about this. And I have done, you know, I've periodically heard about tapping a long time ago. I don't know a ton about it, but I have used it a couple of times, like somehow came across it and a few things and used it in a professional development workshop with early childhood teachers, trying to help them identify really quick, easy ways that can decrease their own stress and anxiety. It's been very difficult for teachers the last few years. And also thinking about how they can introduce it to children, right? So I'm always trying to choose something, a self-care practice that they can not only do for themselves, but do within the classroom and teach their students. And these are teachers of 3 to 5 year olds. So it would be a really easy thing to like sort of teach this whole type of thing. I was in the car on the way somewhere the other day, and I don't know, I was like stressing out, like there's just a lot of rumination in my head about stuff, and literally I'm just driving down the road, I'm like, oh my god, I'm just gonna do, like, I don't know if this works to just do this in any random order. I couldn't remember the order, and I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say and do, but just did, like, you know, a minute of that, and not that I felt perfect, but I certainly felt better afterwards. You know, like there definitely was a decrease in my own anxiety about like what was happening. Like I definitely felt like, oh, I do feel a little bit more grounded here to be able to take on whatever I'm anxious about, right?
So it's good what you said too, because there've been studies too, like there's like different things, like I was saying, it was proven that even if you don't necessarily say anything, still doing the tapping on the meridian point still helps. So I think that's something for people to realize, like, you know, you don't have to like know necessarily the script or things to say, but being able to tap on those points, you will still feel the effect of the tapping.
Well, that's really good to know. And that brings us to our takeaway, Rochelle, which I'm going to say, that's my takeaway. That I love things that don't have to be perfect, right? I like things that work no matter the way in which that I do it. It's why I like Reiki. It's why, you know, imagery works for me. Like, it's how you adapt it and use it in your own life. And that even if it's not perfect, you're still going to get some benefit from that. So that's sort of my takeaway, is also that, especially when we're trying out like new techniques that we're not 100% certain about, it's okay. You don't have to do it 100%. You don't have to do it, you know, exactly how someone else has done it. To get some benefits, it is what it is, right? In that moment for you. And as you're learning a process, it's okay to just sort of do, rather than not do it at all, do what you think you know and understand about it, right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I think for me too, I like to, my takeaway is just being able to have tools that you could have at hand whenever, like reminding yourself, like sometimes you're like, maybe you're feeling stressed or whatever, and you feel like, okay, what do I do? Just to realize like you already have so many things that are available to you. Mm-hmm. Just use it now. Just don't forget to use them. That's probably my takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we want to share with the audience today is that I think that if tapping is something that's new to you, and again, I'm still learning myself. I took a stab at it, like kind of do a little script with you guys, but I'm learning as well. So definitely I would suggest look at the show notes. Going to be an interesting article about tapping, as well as definitely if you want to check out the Tapping Solution website app, because it's actually a great way to show you how to tap. You can get it for free. And then, of course, if you want to pay for more session, like more extensive different types of tapping sessions that you can have, you can do that as well. But definitely it's a great place. Or you can just go onto YouTube and you can see how to tap, mm-hmm. just to learn how to utilize it. So homework this week, or, you know, reflection is like take a moment, you know, and like look up and learn a little bit more about tapping. Think about a feeling that you may have that you want to tap on, and, you know, rate that feeling from a 1 to 10 to start off and start to tap. And then after you finish your tapping, rate it again and see where you are, and just see how, you know, tapping can be added into your toolkit for this week.
All right. Well, this was super fascinating. So thank you so much for sharing this with me and our listeners today, because I have to say, it's not something I know a ton about. I've done a little bit on it, but not in a long time. I known about it over years. But so this has been really interesting and really exciting. And I'm super stoked to check out the website and start tapping myself and see how it goes.
Yes, I agree. So until next time, tap, tap, tap. And hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, we're always looking for ideas and suggestions. So please reach out. And until next time.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.